You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard. If it ain't about you, then I don't have the time. Not missing my blessing. Keep my eyes on the prize, and I won't be distracted from doing God's work.
Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, amen, from the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Praise God. I want you to know today, God is blessing. God is moving by His Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm from Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be with us tonight. Amen. Tonight, we have Apostle Sherilyn Fletcher. Praise God. Amen. Come on out. 8 o'clock. Let God bless you. This woman is anointed of God, used by God. You don't want to miss this service. Amen. Two nights of revival. And then Friday night. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Demetrius Webb will be with us on Friday night at 8 p.m. Come out and be blessed. Then on March, amen, the first Sunday, 11:30 a.m., Pastor Geraldine will be speaking. Amen. Anointed woman of God that preaches the word of God. And you need to come and be blessed. And then, amen, glory to God, on March the 5th, amen, Pastor Monica will be there speaking again. She spoke so wonderful on last night. And then March the 6th, Evangelist Sheila Cockter will be speaking, and then they'll have an hour of prayer. Come on, let God bless you. Come on and receive a miracle from the hand of God. Then March, amen, glory to God, 8th, that next Sunday at 11:30 p.m., I'll be back in town, amen, preaching at Miracle Deliverance, 11:30 March the 8th, amen, because I'll be out of town on March the 5th and 6th, I'll be in Beaufort, South Carolina. Amen. South Carolina, you need to get ready because God has a miracle in store for you. God has a word for you. But you need to come on out and hear the word of God. And then on March the 9th, March the 9th through the 13th at 8 p.m., glory to God, we will be in revival with Apostle Curtis Watkins. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Hallelujah. March the 9th through the 13th. Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. We'll be at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida Avenue Northeast. God want to move. Amen. In Melbourne, Florida. Come on out and be blessed. Come on out and receive your miracle. Come on out and receive what God has for you. I want to be talking to you today. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to encourage some people today to let them know that their labor is not in vain. Many people are laboring, but their labor is in vain. Glory to God. But I want you to know, amen, many are laboring, and their labor is not in vain. I'm going to talk, amen, from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and the 58th verse said, hallelujah, therefore, my brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. Praise God, you need to be encouraged. I know the enemy is fighting you on every side. He's fighting you on every hand, but I want you to know today, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah, you're laboring, and God is blessing you. God is blessing your life, and you don't have to worry. Your labor is not in vain. Praise God, hallelujah, because you're doing it to help others. You're doing it, amen, to be a blessing to others. But many are working, amen, and as they're working, their labor is in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastic, the 2nd chapter, say, and whatsoever my eyes desire, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from my joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was a portion of all my labor. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice. You need to let God have his way in your life. Because, amen, when you're laboring for God, your labor is not in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then he said, then I looked on all the works of my hand that was wrought, and on the labor that I labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation in spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Praise God, hallelujah. See, when you're working for man, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, is vanity under the sun. Praise God. But when you're working for God, praise God, the blessing come from it. It's not in vain. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. You're working for God, and God's going to pay you. You'll never be a millionaire working on a man's job. Oh, but when you work for God, God can bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. He can bless you in the field, bless you in the city, bless you going out, bless you coming in. You want to be blessed. You want God to bless you. You want God to bless your life. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to be wise. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to know God. You got to stand on the word of God. You got to stand on the promises of God. Amen. And you got to keep on laboring. I know, amen, sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, the enemy fights you so hard and look like you're working in vain, but you just keep on working for God. You just keep on doing the will of God. Amen, hallelujah. You don't put all that effort for man. Praise God, hallelujah, because when you put things before God and in front of God, amen, hallelujah, and make it better than God, hallelujah, God will take it away from you. But when you do God's will, when you work for God, he'll bless you. The amen, Ecclesiastes 3:14, the wise man's eyes are in his head. Amen, you seeing everything. Your eyes is in your head. You seeing everything. But the fool walketh in darkness. Praise God. I want you to know, amen, you don't have to walk in darkness. You don't have to be a fool, because a fool said in their heart, there is no God. Amen. But you be wise. Amen. You seek God. You learn about God. You learn to know God, and God will bless you. And I myself perceive also that one event happens to them all. Praise God. Walk in the will of God. Walk in the word of God. Keep your mind on God. Keep your eyes on God. Praise God. And you won't be a fool. Amen. What you're doing will not be vanity. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he said in the 15th verse, amen, then said I in my heart, it is as it happened to the fool, so it happened even to me. You, amen, hallelujah, many times, many of you get out of the will of God. The devil take you out of the will of God. And what happened to, amen, those that are fool start happening to you. Amen, don't let it happen to you. You be wise. You, amen, serve God. Serve him with all your heart. Serve him with all your mind and with all your might. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And God will bless you. Be wise. Amen. Hallelujah. And seek God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Praise God. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thought and come on to God. Then he said, amen, it happened to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this also is vanity. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't want to walk in vanity. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God, doing things that are in vain. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. But when you go to God's house and when you seek God, that's why David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. Amen, because he was seeking God. He turned his heart to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. You may be going through trials because you come to God. Amen. Glory to God. God sent the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. And the devil, amen, attacked Job. Praise God. And God gave him permission. You can touch him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But don't touch. Amen. Hallelujah. His soul is mine. His spirit. Amen. Because they belong to me. Amen. But what you do, amen, when you attack him, I'm going to give you permission. Praise God, but Job held on. Amen. Hallelujah. Said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. On the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my changes come. Amen. Job labored for God. He sought the Lord. Hallelujah. He lost his children. He lost his cattle. He lost everything he had. But he held on to God. Don't you worry about your losses, because if you serve God, you're going to gain it. You're going to get it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. You laboring, and you're laboring for God, but your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. He said, go out and work. Amen. Hallelujah. While it's day, for when night come, no man can, hallelujah, work. But if you work now, amen, hallelujah, you get a reward. God's going to pay you for what you work for. Praise God, hallelujah. And the greatest thing is that we're working to be with God. We're working to live with God. Many have work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For he sent them out. Amen. Different hours of the day. And they begin to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when they work, he gave them the same pay. And many of them were angry. Said, we went out earlier than the others went out. And why are we getting paid the same thing that they paid? Praise God. But that was an agreement. And that's the agreement now. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. It doesn't matter how long you work. But when you die, praise God, if you serve God, your soul will not be lost. You will die and go to heaven. Praise God. And those that came to God after you, those that you won, hallelujah, they're going to go to heaven too. But many of you that are not seeking God, if you die and your soul is lost, you will end up in hell. Amen. In hell, you will lift up your eyes because you didn't serve God, because you didn't live for God. Amen. Seek the Lord now. Come to him now. Praise God, hallelujah, so he can save you, so he can deliver you, so he can turn your life around. Praise God, and you can work for him. Amen. Why work for man? All of your life and your labor is in vain. Hallelujah. They can get rid of you whenever they want. If they don't like you, they'll get rid of you. But when you're working for God, he encourages you. When you're working for God, hallelujah, he holds you up. He lifts you up. He tells you what to do. He sends you out in the field to be a witness for him. He said, you shall be my witnesses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ye out on the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. It's time now to preach the gospel. It's time now to preach the word of God. Go out there. Many are lost and they need a savior. Many are dying on their way to hell. But we got the answer. Jesus is the answer to your problem. Jesus is the answer to your situation. Come on to him. He will help you. You need help. Hallelujah. You need God in your life. You can't make it without God. I know the devil telling you, hallelujah, you've done everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have done everything. And you can't be saved. But the devil is a liar. It's your time to be saved. For the Bible declares to everything, there is a time and a season to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. Praise God. It's time for you to be born again. Jesus said in the word, you must be born again. Why don't you listen to him? Why don't you obey him? You have obeyed man for a long time, and it's not working for you. But when you obey God, better things are going to happen to you. Better things are going to happen in your life. God called Abraham out, amen, from his family. Come on out, amen. And he sent him to a land where he knew nothing about, but God blessed him there. God can bless you wherever you go. He said, I'll bless you in the city. I'll bless you in the country. I'll bless you in the field. I'll bless you. Whatever you touch, I'll bless it. God want to bless you. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let him talk to you. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the devil. He's trying to destroy you. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It's time now to give your life to God. It's time now to come to him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Some of you out there, you don't have rest. You're running from pillar to post. Amen. Hallelujah. Running night and day. You're not satisfied. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, drugs will not satisfy you. I want to tell you, you can party all night long and drink till the dawn of the day, but it won't satisfy you. But you have a soul on the inside of you, and that soul is crying out for God. God can fill your soul with good things. God can fill your life. That soul want God. That soul need God. And when you get God in your life, when you come to him and give your heart to him, he will bless you, and your soul will be satisfied. Delight yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will bless you. Get happy about God. Get happy about what he's doing, because he is your answer. He's the answer to your problem. He's the answer to your situation. You don't know, Pastor. You don't know, Apostle. I've been sick for a long time, and it looked like I'm not going to be well. The doctors say I can't be healed, but I want you to know I serve the greatest doctor, and he said by his stripes you are healed. But you got to come to him. You got to believe in his word. In his word say, you are healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was wounded for your transgression. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace. Hallelujah. Your peace was upon him. And with his stripes, you are healed. I don't care what the doctor say. I don't care how long you've been sick. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you. He wants to bring you out. Don't listen to the world and what the world say. Don't listen to the flesh, but listen to God. He that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is talking to you. God is talking to your heart. Give up today and turn to him. Give up today and give your life to God. Oh, it's vanity. Amen. Solomon said it's vanity. All is vanity. You buy a house down on the beach and you thought you would be satisfied. Hallelujah. But you're still not satisfied. Your soul is crying out to God. You bought your Bentley. You bought your Rolls Royce. You got married. Hallelujah. And you thought you would be happy, but you're still not happy because you need God. You wanted that family and God bless you and gave you that family, and you thought you would be happy because you got a family. Oh, but that's not enough. You need God. You need God in your life. What is it to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Your soul is most important. Why don't you come to God? Give up your habit. Oh, but I had this habit a long time, and I can't seem to get rid of it. God can help you. Why don't you come to him? He will, hallelujah, in no wise cast you out, but he will deliver you. He'll deliver your life from destruction, and he'll crown you with love and kindness and tender mercy. Many of you are bitter out there. You can't get your life together watching everybody looking how they're successful and seem like you can't be successful. But God can help you. Come to him. He can help you. Turn to him with all your heart and with all your mind. Well, you don't understand. I've been out there. And I got a family that have done everything. They've lied and stealed, killed and murdered. Yes, I know. Hallelujah. The devil have caused many of you to do many things. But God will forgive you. Hallelujah. The only thing he won't forgive you of is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Oh, but he'll forgive you. Well, I murdered somebody. I don't care if you murder somebody. God can love you and forgive you. He can help you. Why don't you come to him? Why don't you turn your life over to him? Well, you don't understand. I've schemed many. I'm a big scammer. I don't care. Jesus still loves you. Hallelujah. Nicodemus was a scammer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Zacchaeus too was a scammer. But Jesus said, come down, Zacchaeus. This day I'm going to abide at your house. Yes, he was a tax collector and stealing the cash money from the taxes. But let me tell you, Jesus came to his house. Jesus came and delivered him. Jesus forgave him. Hallelujah. Said, Zacchaeus, come down. For this day, I'm going to your house. He'll come to your house and deliver you. He'll come to your house and give you victory. Why don't you let him come to your house? Why don't you let him come to your heart? Open your heart to him. Hallelujah. Because he want to come in and deliver you. He want to come in and set you free. I don't care who you are. Well, I'm a felon. I got lots of felons. Hallelujah, I'm a felon. And I did a lot of wrong things to so many people. I've been locked up so many times. Well, I know that's a story. That's your story. But Jesus can deliver the felon. He can raise you up and make you a man of God. He can raise you up and deliver you. He'll help you. You just come and don't worry about your situation. Don't worry about what you've done. God can forgive you. He's the only one, hallelujah, that can forgive you and blot out your transgression. And he want to do it. The Bible declare God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. He don't want you to perish. He don't want you to die in your sin. He don't want you to be lost. And that's why he sent his son Jesus, who died on the cross for you and your sins, who died that you can have life. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I want to pray for you today. You need to be saved. You need to be delivered. You need to know God for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he wants to help you. I want you to say, Father, I need you now. Come into my life. Set me free now. Forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry for it. God, and blot out my transgression. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died for me and rose that I may have life. And I accept you into my life. I accept you into my heart. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for my deliverance. Then you got to turn around and talk to Satan. Say, devil, I rebuke you now. You are no longer in my life. I will no longer listen to you. I'll no longer take your advice. Hallelujah, because now I give my heart to Jesus. Now I turn my life over to Jesus, and I'm going to serve him the rest of my life. Hallelujah, I'm free now. I'm free, hallelujah. Then you find your church, amen, where you can serve God. You find your church where you can seek God because you need the Holy Ghost. Amen, hallelujah. And when you get the Holy Ghost, you shall have power. Hallelujah, power to walk right, power to live right, power to do what is right. Amen, hallelujah. You can't do it on your own. You need power to do it. Hallelujah, and God will give you power. He'll give you the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift that he wants to give to you. You deserve it. Amen, hallelujah. So you can live the rest of your life serving God. Amen, living, hallelujah, for he will give you eternal life. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. You that are sick in your body, I want you to believe God for your healing today. And I want you to say, I'm healed by the power of God. I'm healed, hallelujah, by his stripes, I am healed, hallelujah. Talk to that sickness, arthritis, you must go. Cancer, you must go. Heart trouble, you must go. Hallelujah. Talk to that situation. Let it know, hallelujah, that it has no rule over you. And begin to thank God. Begin to praise God. Begin to give him glory. Amen. And begin to magnify his name. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for healing me. Amen. Whatever the disease is, don't you let people fool you and make you feel like God can't heal you from cancer. Hallelujah. He can't heal you from HIV. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. God can heal you from anything. He made that body. He gave you that body, and he can heal your body. Amen. Hallelujah. So you claim it and begin to thank God and begin to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then meet me. Amen. At Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. 1500 Florida Avenue East in Melbourne, Florida. Praise God. Meet us tonight. The Apostle, amen, Sherilyn Fletcher will be there. Then Friday night, Pastor Demetrius, amen, Webb will be there. And then Sunday, 11:30 a.m., Pastor Geraldine, amen, hallelujah, will be speaking. March the 5th, amen, Pastor Monica. March the 6th, amen, hallelujah, Evangelist Sheila Crockton. And 1 hour prayer on that Friday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll be in South Carolina. Praise God. March the 5th and 6th, Beaufort, South Carolina. 21st. Amen. Hallelujah. Outreach Lane in Beaufort, South Carolina at the Healing Revival Deliverance Center where Apostle Ethel Bolson is the pastor. Come on out. And then March the 8th, I'll be back. Amen. Hallelujah. 11:30. I'll be speaking, amen, that Sunday. Come on out, amen. Come on out and be blessed. And then March the 9th through the 13th, we'll be in revival. You don't want to miss this revival. The Apostle Curtis Watkins, amen. He'll be there with us, amen, at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Florida, Northeast Florida Avenue. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Come on and let God bless you. Come on and let God deliver you. Come on and let God turn things around for you, because God want to do it. He can turn it around. He can turn it around and around and around. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and get your deliverance. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Deliverance Healer Revival. Come on out tonight and let God bless you. God bless you, and I love you. He is doing
it. Know that God is with me, so I keep it on the side. Oh, now I'm just marveling.